everybody. Welcome back. It's June 23rd, 2018, and we are back here live. We've got about another 34 minutes to go, and we're in our product spotlight segment. And this segment's sponsored by ANC Firearms. Arch Kutz is the owner, known him for a long time. I know a lot of people know Arch. He's consistently awesome. He's got a beautiful shop there. It's pretty interesting to look at the walls, the plaster falling off, the bricks coming through, the wooden creaky oak wood floors, the vault in the back of the building. It's just a cool building. It used to be an old bank, and he's got it full of guns, pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, holsters, knives, accessories, the whole works. Phone number is 254-983-4417. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website, aaronsgunshop.com, and go to the Facebook page, you're going to see me there with a little quick video about the product here. And we're talking about the ATI AR Omni Hybrid 410 shotgun. Yep, AR and 410. You've heard about the 12 gauge that's out there, but this is the ATI 410. And let me tell you my first impression with the ATI 410 hybrid shotgun. You look at it and it looks like a rifle. It just looks like a rifle. When you look at the 12 gauge version, not that ATI makes the 12 gauge, but there's another brand out there that makes the 12 gauge. And you look at it, it looks like a shotgun barrel that's had slapped onto it AR components. This one here, I'm going to be making this into a video. So I'm talking to you right now. Got the AR 410 from ATI Omni shotgun. It looks like a rifle, but just so we do it proper, I'm going to take the mag out. Mag is clear. Bolt to the rear. Chamber's empty. Weapon is clear and is on safe. Okay? Put the mag in for looks. Now, I've got an article here from GunsAmerica.com. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to tell you my personal experience on shooting this gun. It is a fun gun. You need to get one of these things. It took me about a year to get it because I was trying to get it from one specific person. Wholesaler. But anyway, let me read this article to you. Listen up. If you like ARs and you want 410s, it's a great gun. So here we go. This is from GunsAmerica.com, the American Tactical AR-15 410 bore shotgun by Clay Martin. Among the unique new firearms at SHOT Show 2018 is a shotgun unlike any other. New from American Tactical, or ATI, is their American Tactical AR-15 shotgun chambered for the 410 bore. American Tactical has been teasing this gun for a while and quietly launched it in 2017. It's compatible with standard AR-15 parts, and receivers can easily be converted to 5.56 NATO, 300 Blackout, and more. Best of all, the company is loading their own 410 ammo to ensure constant supply of reliable, low-cost ammunition. The American Tactical 410 bore features an 18.5-inch barrel. Now, you have to, on a shotgun, it's got to be at least 18 inches, okay? As compared to the rifle barrels, 16 inches. The shotgun is part of American Tactical's Omni Hybrid series of ARs. These low-cost, lightweight guns have alloy-reinforced polymer receivers that push the AR design into new territories. The ATI AR-15 shotgun is a rifle-styled, smoothbore gun with an 18.5-inch barrel. The barrel is threaded for combination muzzle devices and chokes, with additional chokes sold separately. The shotgun comes with M4 A2 style furniture and a free-floating 13-inch Keymod 4N. The upper receiver and handguard sport a full-length flat-top rail for accessories including red dots, lights, and laser sights. The magic lies between the magazines and the upper receiver. It uses specialized molded magazines and a balanced short-stroke piston action. This helps ensure reliability with low-pressure cartridges. The shotgun ships with a 5-round magazine, with 15-round magazines available through their web store. It takes more than a gas system to ensure 410 ammo runs well on a self-loading gun like this. This is important, okay? I highlighted this. The ammo itself is a factor, and the company recommends using high-velocity Federal, Hornady, Remington, Winchester, and American Tactical ammunition. Now, when I was shooting mine, this is me speaking, I was using a variety of different ammo just to see what would work, because some husks are a little bit different than others. The brass, some is low brass, high brass, some with more pressure than others. So I was just playing around with it, and it had a short-term breaking period, but I'll talk about that in a second. Back to the article. American Tactical produces buckshot, target, and rifled slug 410 ammunition at prices that compete with standard AR rifle cartridges prices. They also make a loading tool to help reduce your induced rim lock, and I'll explain that too. It comes in very handy. The M4-style pistol grip and stock makes the unique 410 shotgun easy to manipulate. I'm going to touch on this too. Right for a woman or somebody who has a hard time shooting a basic shotgun, this 410 shotgun here has 3 points of contact, which secures the weapon to your body, okay? Now, specifications, 410 bore, 2.5-inch chamber. Just to clarify, it only shoots 2.5-inch rounds. 5-round magazine included. You can get 15 rounds. The only thing with the 15 rounds, they extend a little bit longer than a normal 30-round magazine would, so you have to take that into consideration for mobility purposes. 18.5-inch threaded barrel, 6.5 pounds unloaded, mil-spec compatible receivers, M4-style pistol grip and stock, 13-inch free-floating key mod handguard. The shotgun ships with a 5-round magazine, like I had mentioned. Now, this shotgun is a neat idea. It's slightly lighter than an AR rifle, but the recoil is minimal thanks to the relatively low-pressure chambering. It's capable of taking small and medium game, the right ammunition, and it can play many of the shotgun games we know and love. If nothing else, you could take it to the skeet field and really raise some eyebrows. For self-defense, it's more than adequate with a 15-round magazine loaded with buckshot or slugs. Since it's compatible mil-spec parts, it can host a centerfire rifle upper for even better protection. This is a versatile firearm. As someone's first AR pattern gun or your latest range toy, the American Tactical AR-15 shotgun won't disappoint. I can't agree more than that. I mean, it's really a fun gun. Now, I'm looking at it again. Ladies and gentlemen, when I first got it, my first impression was, that looks like a rifle. It doesn't look like a shotgun, which was really cool. My second impression was, wow, I picked it up. It's pretty light. I was thinking it's going to be a little bit heavier, but this thing's, it's light, obviously, because you got your polymer receiver. And the key mod, I want to make a comment on the key mod free float rail. It's not 100% full key mod. It probably goes halfway down. The rest of it's blocked in, but it's adequate what you need to do. I've put on some, I had a pair of Ruger flip-up sights. I put those on there. I also have a quick detach flashlight that I can put on it. But I was using different types of ammo with this, and it was just a hoot to shoot. It really was. Spreads good. I was shooting at 25 yards, hitting soda cans without a problem, dancing them all over the yard. Recoil was minimal. Also, I put on a rubber butt pad. It comes with the plastic, obviously, the collapsible stock, and the collapsible stock's got that sharp edge on it, or not the really sharp edge, but it's more of a crisp edge on the back of the butt stock. So I just put a rubber butt pad that fits on it and takes any potential of it bothering you out of the equation. So it's really a lot of fun. All the bells and whistles, the buttons are the same as a regular AR. So when you go to pick it up, it's almost like just having one gun for every purpose. You pick it up, the safety's in the same spot, the charging handle's in the same spot, forward assist in the same spot. And here's the other thing too. When you break this down, I don't know about you, but if you got shotguns, you know what it takes, like a Mossberg or Remington, Ithaca, whatever. When it comes time to cleaning that thing, you got to unscrew some screws, take things apart. You got parts laying around if you really want to get it clean. Well, this basically, see if I can do it real quick here. Punch out the back pin. You're going to separate it. And there you have your bolt coming out. You got your charging handle coming out. You look at it, it's the same as a basic AR. You just clean it real simple and easy. Take your bolt apart, clean it up, oil it up. You're good to go. So it's really simple to use. I love it. ANC Firearms can get yours. Give them a call at 254-983-4417. Tell them, listen, I just heard Matt speaking about this on the radio. I want to order one. You just tell them, hey, do what it takes. I got to have one. About the magazines, I ordered extra 5-rounders, and I'll tell you why. I've had a rifle before. I had a Sega shotgun, and it had the extended 10-round magazines, and it comes down pretty far. It almost starts to wobble on you. The weight of it hanging way below the weapon has a tendency to move a little bit. And also, when you want to do quick maneuvering, it gets in the way. So I decided, hey, I'm going to stick with the 5-rounders. If they came up with a 10-round magazine, for sure I would get it because it would be right about the length of a 30-round 5.56 mag. So we're used to that maneuvering. So I got the extra 5-round mags. And with a shotgun, man, if you can't get it done in 5 shots, it's challenging. Check it out. The ATI 410 shotgun, the Omni hybrid lower receiver makes it light. The whole gun is light altogether. And it also comes with a sling adapter at the rear of the receiver, which is pretty nice too. So anyway, ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. Tell them you heard on the radio. Tell them, hey, order me 410 shotgun. So Trey, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do some chit-chatting, a little bit more this and that. See you on the other side. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Number here, if you want to become part of the show, is 254-697-6633. Trey, I don't have a guest, as you know, but I thought you might want to make some comments on this. Seeing this a lot, and I know you're familiar with it, in the sense of seeing it in articles and all that, and we've talked about it in conversation. But on the front page of the paper, I just saw two of them on the same topic. And then on another day, I've seen this all over the place. But it's here's the first one. This is an article from the Telegram. Former substitute teacher sent nude photos. Then there's another article. Former academy teacher indicted for sexual assault. Then another one, Roger Man accused of indecency. And you've got story after story after story of teachers doing things with their students. And it's like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, you ask a young buck, he's probably going to say, oh, that's cool. But
all right. So to me, there's more than just one component to all of these stories that they share components here. You know, you have there's a relationship between two people. Okay. There's a relationship between two people. Okay. That at its core, most people don't object to relationships between two people. You know, now there's people that object to if they're, you know, same gender relationships and they're romantic, people object to that and all that, but that's not what I'm talking about right now.
Can I ask something though? Is there as compared to that relationship being the teacher to the student, isn't there a fascination?
That's a separate part that I'm getting to. Okay. So at its core, you have a relationship between two people. Okay. And most people don't object to a relationship between two people. If that's all the detail, you know, person A and person B, well, they're sending naked pictures. Person A is sending naked pictures to person B. That's kind of icky, or, you know, that's cool, or, oh, they're so in love or whatever. If that's all the information you have, where people start getting upset, where it starts bothering me, is it's not a relationship of equals. It's a relationship of someone in authority with someone they have authority over. In the military, they have non-fraternization rules, right? And those are there for a very specific reason, because it's too easy for that to lead to abusive relationships.
It breaks down the discipline.
Exactly. It's very difficult for someone in relationships, and just from personal experience, everybody knows this, you're in a relationship with someone, you're more likely to view them favorably than someone who is just, you know, a coworker or a student.
A neutral ground. And that's
there has to be some neutrality so that there can be that equality. That's from a, I guess, a logical standpoint. From a more emotional and moral standpoint, it's not cool, as far as I'm concerned, for someone who has authority to abuse that authority in a way to have a relationship. Even if there is no coercion involved, there's always that impression that there's coercion involved. And most people don't like to be coerced. They just don't. And they assume other people don't like to be coerced. And it makes the whole thing, I'm going to use a very technical term here, it makes the whole thing icky. Okay, it does. It gives it a very...
slime factor.
It does. It gives it a very cringy air. You know, it's very scummy, you know. And yeah, as a young man or a young teenage boy, you know, you have a beautiful woman showing interest in you and, you know, and hormones are raging. It's like, yes, all right. But the fact is...
the question, though, is what's causing... Now, look, it used to be in the news just guy thing. Now, women are doing this like crazy. Okay, you see,
women are doing it a lot more than men.
I know, it's weird. So what's causing that? Are they just not getting it at home? Or, I mean, what's happening?
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm not. I have my own views, my own thoughts on what it might be. You know, it is that having power thing. And let's face it, in our culture, women aren't usually in positions of power in relationships. You know, that's becoming more and more common now.
I've seen a lot of guys who are blank whipped.
It's becoming more common now, but let's face it, as we were growing up, that's not how it was. You know, dad was the boss, mom backed him up, dad was the head of the household. You learn it in church, you learn it at home, you learn it from your grandparents, you learn it from your aunt, from your uncle, from your friend's parents. That's just how it was. And we've drifted more and more towards equality, but we've also drifted more and more towards there are now relationships where it's reversed. And that works for some people, and that's fine, you know, more power to them. I think that's part of it. Another part of it is a lot of these relationships are... if you take just the principals involved, the people involved, and don't look at what their job and what there is, the relationship is outside the relationship, you don't look at them being teacher and student, and just look at their age difference. You know, you can graduate with your teaching certification by 23, 24 years old. Okay, if you end up teaching at a high school, you're teaching 17 and 18 year olds.
And that's right at the borderline of acceptable dating.
Well, I mean, if they weren't your student...
Right,
and an 18-year-old,
right.
It's completely legal, and it's acceptable for a 23-year-old and an 18-year-old to date. So that line gets blurred, especially if you start spending, let's face it, students spend almost as much time with their teachers as they do with their parents, as they do with their friends. And that line starts blurring.
Probably parents are the least amount of time they spend time with.
And this is in no way justifying this, because I don't think it's right.
No, I'm not. You don't even sound like you're trying to justify.
No.
You're just breaking it down as an aspect of, you got all these different points you got to think about.
Yeah. So, I mean, on the one hand, I don't want to say understand or appreciate, because those aren't the right phrases, but I don't condemn necessarily the brand new teacher who is 24, who doesn't have, You know, yeah, she might have more life experience than the 18-year-old student that she's dating, but she doesn't have a lot of life experience anyway. She's 24 years old. Yep. She's still fresh out of college. And let's face it, college is more an incubator for life than it is an exposure to life.
But I understand the reason why you must maintain the discipline and do the legal action on it, obviously, for obvious reasons.
And if you don't have a trusted mentor someone you can talk to, or someone who's showing you and guiding you, like, hey, you know, slow down. We know that it's difficult sometimes, but you got to step back. You got to step back.
That's just a taboo spot, man. You just can't go.
It's easy to see how someone could slide down that slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they should be condemned. I really don't, because everybody makes mistakes. Now, that's...
Well, clarify what you mean by condemned.
Well, you look at the way it's worded in the media when it comes up, and you hear what people, or read what people write about it on Facebook or Twitter or what have you, because it is icky.
Well, it sells papers and it sells ratings, but... They need to be accounted for in the sense of the legal aspect, because there is doctrine, there is law, and you cannot.
But you don't. I don't think they should be condemned as being
a scarlet letter.
Yeah, they. You know, everybody makes mistakes. You know, someone gets busted stealing a car. They go to jail, serve their time. You don't always look at them. Ah, you're a car thief. You're a car thief.
Well, that's what I was getting at when I was talking to Rick. I was saying, you know, let's say somebody stole a car, and I know there's many different aspects of it, and the guy gets busted or the girl gets busted, and they serve their time, and they come out, and they learn some things in prison and try to get some schooling and want to get on with their life. Why must they maintain that status as compared to somebody who's done a felony that's a heinous type of crime, you know?
Exactly. Now, this is dealing with a relationship between a high school senior and a teacher who's similar in age, okay? You go younger, because we've seen them with 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. That's completely different.
Yeah, totally different, yeah.
Okay? That is completely different. Yeah, that new teacher or that young teacher or even that older teacher may be new to the business.
That doesn't matter. That's just sick.
They may be new to the business, but they have decades more experience. They know. They've had the time for their brain to grow completely, for them to establish their personality, to adjust to the way their hormones affect their body, and to deal with that. That's what all of puberty is about, is learning how to deal with that.
And you know what amazes me? I mean, you look at some of these lady teachers who are getting busted. They're not that bad looking.
No, a lot of them are very beautiful.
They can go out there and find some Joe that's not a problem. I mean, I don't know.
But the deal is, and it goes back to this, and again, I'm no expert, and I'm not in their minds. I'm not a mind reader. But, you know, when you're good looking, and you may not be used to this because, you know, you're not beautiful like I am.
Shut up.
But seriously, you may get hit on all the time. And it gets to where it wears on you. Or the people who do it, they're creepy about it. Because let's face it, most of us guys, we're not smooth. We're not. Our game is more shoots and ladders and less, you know, poker. So you get to where you want to control how it goes down.
I think it's the control factor.
Yeah. So it's a lot easier when you're in that setting and when the person on the other end is younger and less experienced. And again, just my opinion, and I am in no way.
Well, I brought this up because I've been seeing this all over the place, and then when I saw it three different spots, I think it was actually the same paper.
It's happened a lot.
No, I'm getting two on the front page and one a few pages down. It's just like, my gosh, it's an epidemic here. So I wanted to bring that
up. It's crazy. I mean, even in a place as sparsely populated as Central Texas, we have this many occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
I shudder to think how many they're actually happening in places where you have 16 million people.
And just the ones that aren't even found out. Okay, Trey, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. Let's take a 1 minute break. When we come back, I think we got an opinion piece. We're going to do a replay of an opinion piece and see if I can ruffle some feathers. So we'll be back on the other side. Opinion piece for this week is Make America Beautiful Again. Ladies and gentlemen, Make America Beautiful Again. This is not to be mistaken for Make America Great Again. I said beautiful. Let me explain. Do you recall the Underalls pantyhose commercials that said Make America Beautiful? Then the package shaped like a woman's backside went over these ladies and winked at them a couple times, you know, and then the package would wink its little butt-shaped design back and forth. Well, the purpose of the commercial was to eliminate women's panty lines from coming through their pants. Now, what girl or woman wants that? And what guy wants to see that, for that matter? Not that we're looking. Here we go. It starts, okay? So...
Look at the time.
So, for a good solid 25 years, America was becoming truly beautiful. But then tragedy struck. The cell phone hit the market. First they were small, but now we have the smartphone, an approximate 4x6 rectangle with no place to go for a woman or on a woman except her back pocket. This is a national emergency. Let me illustrate with some diagrams. Now, diagram 1 and 2 show America how it became beautiful. Now, you're going to look here at diagram one, and you'll see this later on in the video, but it's the upside-down heart. Now, if you have any creativity, you can imagine how that would fit on the anatomy of a woman, okay? So we have the upside-down heart. That's diagram number one. You want to hold those?
Sure.
Diagram number two is the teardrop. And I drew a dotted line, so if you're looking from the left to the right, it's the same thing, but you see the shape if you're seeing the side profile. You got the teardrop. It looks great, okay? Picture the anatomy of a woman, and it works perfect. Now, let me continue on here.
I'm not a party to this.
Diagrams one modified and one modified 1A and diagram two modified will clearly show the emergency at hand. Okay, so here's diagram number one modified. You've got the heart shape, okay? And then you got the cell phone taking away the beautiful shape of the heart. Then if we go to diagram 1A or diagram modified 1A, you'll notice sometimes they have two. Now, isn't that a tragedy? Look at the heart and how it's been distorted with those two large rectangles being put in the back pockets, okay? Diagram two modified. There's the teardrop with the cell phone in the back pocket. It's a travesty, man. It's a travesty. Look at what happens to the shape of that teardrop when you put the cell phone in that pocket. So, with this observation, I'm calling out to all clothes manufacturers to please start incorporating a side pocket where a smartphone can fit. It's every American's responsibility to help make America beautiful again. Manufacturers, make the clothes. Women, wear the clothes. Men, appreciate the effort done by both men, the manufacturers, and the women of America. This has been a public service announcement. So, we're going to take a break. And look at that, Trey, I'm right on time. So we're going to take a break, and on the other side, we will have attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson.
To get away from an attacker, and if we're standing here and he wants to do something, I can touch anywhere on him I need to touch.
We're standing face-to-face, basically, within an arm's length. You'll see this on video, too.
Yes, it's arm's length, and I can put my hand on his chest. But if I step away to where he can still reach me because he's a little bit longer arm and taller than I am, but I'm too far away to reach him, so if he is pulling a knife, pulling a gun or something, and I need to stop him before he gets there, then I have to go towards him. So I would have to take a little step. It's just a little, I call it a scoot step. It's about the length of your foot, about a foot or less. That's called a scoot, where I just scoot in, and then I can attack. I have my knee, my hands are where I can reach him. If I'm really far away, I have two choices here. It depends on what I think he's going to do, or if he's already been bothering me and I don't think he's going to stop, then my choice would be different than if I think I can run faster than him, basically. But if I don't think I can outrun him, then I have to make a choice in karate. And one of my karate teachers said the best defense is a really good offense. Right. So I would choose to come at him. But here I'm too far. My legs don't even reach him. I'd have to do a step in, and depending on which kick I want to do, I would probably choose a side kick because I would hit with my heel, and that does more damage than the ball of my foot would. But it would also, and I'm also, when I do a side kick here, I'm set up to run. So I hit him, and if he pushes on me, let's say I don't get it, my knee's going to automatically bend where I can take a step away, and I can just start running at that point.
That's good video. You need to check that out.
So if I'm facing him and I don't have time to turn my hip, then I would just do a scoot back instead of a scoot forward. I would do a scoot back like this, and I might just come up with a front kick and then come in with some hands and elbows. So that's just kind of closing your distance and figuring out how close he is to you for the attack. And I know it's the same for guns, right? Depending on if they're close to you or 10, 20 feet away.
Oh, it would big difference.
It just depends on how you would move.
Tactics are all
different. Yeah, it just depends. And he talked about it earlier is watching body language on people. So right now,